This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Your everyday investors often turn to stocks and mutual funds to build a portfolio. But now that interest rates are rising, more investors are taking a second look at bonds.
The Federal Reserve's rate hiking campaign have made bonds extremely attractive right now. They are yielding higher than they have in years. And so you can actually get a return on having a bond, where in the past you couldn't.
But how do bonds actually work? And what are the risks to watch out for? We'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Oyin Adedoyin, about it after the break.
Are you ready for a Monzo Business Bank account? Mike from Blue Water Plumbing was.
I need to get paid quickly, especially when I have five or six plumbing jobs in a day.
When I first used the payment link feature in my Monzo Business account, I was impressed at how quick and easy it was.
At the end of each job, I just create a payment link, send it to the customer, and get paid then and there. I can also track all of my payments in my Get Paid tab.
If you're ready for a Monzo Business account, apply today. Just search Monzo Business. T's and C's apply. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply.
More individual investors are adding bonds to their portfolios along with stocks. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joins me to explain why. So Oyin, first of all, help us understand the basics for a moment. What's the difference between a stock and a bond?
With a stock, you're buying a piece of a company. But with a bond, you are essentially offering a company or an entity a loan with the expectation that they're going to pay it back at some point.
Why are they so attractive to investors now?
The Federal Reserve's rate hiking campaign have made bonds extremely attractive right now. They are yielding higher than they have in years. And so you can actually get a return on having a bond, where in the past you couldn't.
Yeah, you mentioned the yield. We often hear about bond yields and why they're important to investors. But what is a yield?
A yield is that annual rate of return that should be expected in a bond. And so yields are at like upwards of 5% right now for bonds, depending on the maturity. And that is basically how much money you should expect back on your bond.
How does somebody invest in bonds?
There's different ways to invest in a bond. Nowadays, technology has made it a lot easier to invest through a brokerage like Charles Schwab or Vanguard. People can also invest in treasury bonds, which are backed by the U.S. government, and they can do that directly through a government site called Treasury Direct.
What kinds of bonds are typically available to individual investors?
I mentioned treasuries earlier, which come in different durations. So you can get anything from a 2-year to a 5-year to a 10-year on treasuries. But there are other types of bonds, too. There are corporate bonds, which are issued by different companies, and there are also municipal bonds, which are issued by states or counties. And these entities issue those types of bonds to raise money from investors.
Is there anything in the fine print with bonds that people should be aware of?
Financial advisors told me that people need to pay attention to a few things when it comes to bonds. People should pay attention to the duration, how long a bond is. And that is because bonds that are held longer are usually more risky because there's more of a chance that that entity, whether it's that company or that government, will default on that loan that they owe you. People should also pay attention to credit rating. This is something that applies more when it comes to companies, and that rating determines how likely a company is to pay you back. Companies with lower credit ratings tend to offer higher interest payments. So that's why people have to be careful not to get distracted by that high yield and not look at the fine print. People should also look out for hidden expenses. Certain bond funds, which are a collection of bonds, will charge some kind of percentage that they use to offset the cost of managing that fund. So you got to make sure that you're looking at what percent these bond fund managers are charging in order to manage those types of devices.
How does somebody make money from holding bonds?
So there's a couple different ways to make money from a bond. So there are those yields that we mentioned earlier, which is the interest that the bond pays out. And depending on the duration of your bond, they can pay out at different times, typically semi-annually or yearly or quarterly. So let's say, you know, you put $10,000 in a five-year bond, you are going to get those interest payments every 6 months, for example. But by the end of that five-year period, you'll get your initial $10,000 back. There's also another way to make money on bonds, and that's selling a bond. So typically when interest rates go up, the cost of a bond goes down. So let's say you get a 10-year bond, and in 5 years from now, interest rates are lower, and your bond can actually be sold at a higher amount than what you paid for it. You could make money that way, but that gets a little bit tricky because the inverse could also happen, where you could lose money that way.
What are the tax implications of having bonds in your portfolio?
There are a few tax advantages to bonds. For example, with treasuries, those are exempt from state taxes. So you don't have to pay state taxes on those bonds. And that could be beneficial for people who live in high tax states like New York or California. But you do have to pay those federal taxes. However, with municipals, for example, if you live in the same state that that municipal bond was issued, then you could be exempt from state and federal taxes on that bond. But just keep in mind that bonds in tax sheltered accounts like your 401k or your IRA are not taxed until you withdraw the money. So that's just something to note.
If somebody wants to have bonds and stocks in their portfolio, what do financial experts suggest the allocation should be?
Financial experts suggest 60% stocks and 40% bonds. So that gives you a little cushion to the volatility that stocks may provide.
And if people are looking to invest in bonds, where should they start?
If people are looking to invest in bonds, financial advisors say to start in a bond fund. That's that collection of bonds that we were talking about earlier. Those are typically a little safer because they are managed by an entity that'll make sure that the collection of bonds in that fund level each other out.
And that could be offered like an ETF that you would see with stocks?
Yes, that would be offered like an ETF or a mutual fund similar to stocks as well.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu and Zoe Colkin, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.